It's time to get home. Minutes to home. Traffic is unusually heavy right now.
Was about in Queens.
Yep.
You had to have an amazing sound system. Infinity Machine,
Infinity Machine
had all Serwin Vega everything.
That's right.
Everything from the amps to the preamps. Everything was Serwin Vega. And the Disco Twins just had them burkas and you couldn't stop.
One day in the early 80s, the Twins was in, I think, Flushing Meadow Park.
Right.
They was playing against somebody else. Somebody from Queens. I don't know who it was, right?
Right.
Let me show you how strong their system was. Homeboy was playing his music. They got tired of waiting. They turned their music on. You know how you rub the needle and it goes boom?
Yeah.
It made his music jump.
That's
it made
crazy.
The other guy's needle jump. When they rub their needle, it said boom. Yo, the other guys, I was like, I've never seen that.
Wow.
That was straight up power.
Yeah, that was power.
That's bass.
Right. That was power. That was that bass in them Berthas, man.
Oh, yeah, them Berthas. The Berthas.
Those yeah. The Berthas.
Who had the Berthas in the Bronx? Tony Tone.
Right?
Yeah. And Superman.
Sasquatch.
And Superman, yeah, Sasquatch and all that. The Monster. The Monster was with Breakout and Baron. Sasquatch was Cold Crush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's yeah. Crazy, man. And then the DJ was the most important thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The DJ was always the most important.
To me, the DJ was more important than the MC.
Yeah. Yeah, because people came out to see the DJ.
That's right. That's why when I got to this business, like, not the business, but when I started this, like, when I was, like, 9 or 10, I started off with two Pioneers PL-512s and a Gemini mixer.
Okay.
From the Sound Masters, back in the days in the Castle Hill.
Uh-huh.
I didn't touch...
That show's really good if you want to hear old men talk about how the DJ used to be the most important part. Like, no, I get it. Like, the people listening to the show fucking know that already. Fourth Street down to one lane, using it route through November. Fucking what?
So you ain't gonna say nothing. You're gonna walk out of there peed off with your money still in your pocket, but you won't have that record.
That's right. Everybody has to find different avenues, different ways to get different records. What record, if any, was the one, Grand Wizard Theater, that you enjoyed cutting the most?
Probably Let's Dance the Drummers Beat.
Okay.
With the whistles in it.
The whistle
the
one.
The original one.
The original one.
That's what I was able to show the needle drop technique. So I was able to pick the needle up and keep the whistles going.
There you go.
That's why I love cutting that record up.
Wow. Needle dropping is hell.
Yeah. I witnessed you do that a few times in Rock and Soul.
Okay.
That's ill technique.
I go to some of the joints that he does, so... Definitely,
yeah,
man.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
You change the interview around. When was Apache first broke in the hip-hop industry?
I cannot tell you the answer to that.
I'm going to give you the name. Love Buck Starsky, Audubon Ballroom, 1978, 79.
Okay.
He broke Apache. He brought it in like this. I'm going to give y'all something new. You ain't never heard it before. Boom, 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 boom. Yo, whole place went crazy.
Wow.
You know how I know that? I got my ass beat when I got home from that party.
I had no business
in the Audubon Ballroom at that age. But the people that I was hanging out with, they were older than me, and I was always a tall dude, so I could get away with shit. So I got in there, I heard that, did that. I knew when I was getting home, I was going to get butt whipping. I already knew that.
Right.
You know how you just prepare your shit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tighten up your belt, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, try to put a buck in there or something.
I know. How you know yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as you walk in the door, boom! It's on.
Wow.
Ain't no where you been. We know where you been.
This fuck guy.
I'm in my suit and I'm rolling my suitcase.
Kind of a weird neighborhood for that dude to be in doing that, but
Hold on. Oh no, music makes mellow, man. Better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all can do with me. All I ever ask is there ain't more than 92 women want.
It's nice to rank some fighting games today. We wanted to do it last week, but Jason was out sick, so... iPhone headphones. The life that guy's leading. Lighting cigarettes on the street.
me, also tell me, did you know when you guys were recording Self-Destruction that it would still ring true to this day and that it would have the impact on hip-hop that it had?
First of all, for Self-Destruction, I thank Dougie. That's my dog. Big up to Lottie. I love that record. Big up also to my man Heavy D. Big up to Chuck D, who came on after. Everybody who after me, give props, because the people who came on before me didn't know what happened. When I got to my part, and Clee Dive Records with Barry Weiss and them cats, mm-hmm. she didn't want to let me on. She went, oh, Jeff Weiss is too this, he's too rough, he's too this. We trying to make a positive record.
You were all same time?
Everybody. The only person that wasn't there was Light. Light did her part.
No way.
Yeah, everybody else was there. He did his part in another studio. Most of us were there, and we was at a studio in Queens. What's that thing? Power Play.
Power Play?
Did everything in Power Play at the SSL room, yeah.
Wow.
Now, it got to my part, right? And Cardi was protesting. Yo, Dougie Fresh said, if it Just Ice ain't getting on, take my part off. Wow. Heavy D said, Just Ice ain't getting on, forget about me getting on. Changed it.
Yeah, definitely not work.
It wouldn't have worked. And I don't blame him.
Right.
She's too that.